Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
I started off by talking about and now we can't use it!
What a waste! What a waste of a podcast. Good night, everybody. Thanks for being here.
We just burned all the magic in the first two
minutes. Damn it! As heard on 107.7 in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor. Welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. From the wasteland of Eastern Washington, he's our Skin Squatch and your Montana Mountain King. He hasn't listened to last week, so he doesn't get it. He's branded from the internet. Ha 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 ha. And he's busy keeping Florida from blowing away. He's our corn dog one. We call him Siege. Hi, Siege.
Hi,
I do feel like we could still
and
talk
Sean,
about.
And Sean, he says things at the end. Yeah.
We could still talk about Florida. There's plenty of Florida content to be.
I'm so
here.
Mad. We talked about dad so much. The first time we started, I started with an awesome like my dad is dead joke, and it none of it.
Now our dads would definitely be disappointed in how we started this podcast.
Now that everybody's all caught up, question of the week: what is your dad's name? Or
What does he do?
Are they alive or dead? No. Yeah. Doesn't what matter if they're alive or dead. What is your dad's name? That is our
what
question.
What is or was
week.
Your dad's name? Question of the week.
Can we do like a nerdtalkplus.com like Island of Dr. Moreau and we put all of our dads on
yes.
it?
Yes. Yes. And also we're going to start doing live polls where I just text out poll questions and or not text
just
them
just call them rails or polls. That's the
rails.
Big question, though.
I'm just going to do some rails. Okay. Yeah. Bump some lines.
I'm so mad that all of that is gone.
Good content.
We got like 4 minutes into it. I said something foul. I went to market and then I was like, oh.
Brandon called Ireland, at least- Florida. I called Ireland, Florida.
Oh, that's
the
right.
Way.
They're both the bogs. Like, yeah, god damn it.
Oh, bogs are just European Everglades.
Yes! Wade Boggs, your god damn it. Okay.
Candy.
Guys, the best part is that I'm in this like very small bedroom that is like my home studio. And on the other side of the wall is an Airbnb. And so every week when we're doing this, it's somebody new that hears me screaming. It's got to be so good for them.
They're just
you
over
put
there
like
listening
a mail
to some
slot.
Guy yell, your god.
You put a mail slot
by mail slot,
in between
you mean
there.
Mail hole?
Yes.
Yes.
You should put a sushi glory hole in there.
Yes. That is sushi, bro. It's we're both covered in wasabi.
What does it matter?
All right. Well, I'm real super duper frustrated.
As gravy just like downs the rest of his glass.
Lobbing scorchers into the chat.
Yeah. Damn it. I'm so frustrated. God, I actually had good stuff for once. No one will ever believe that, but yeah, here we are.
Guys, that was a legendary open. I'm so glad that we didn't record a single second of it.
I had quite the weird day today. We'll get to some other stuff here in a second, but I had quite the weird day today. This never works out well, especially coming from me somehow, but I went to the school track meet or cross country meet to take photos of the kids at the school. Well, the school is K-8. So there's like this giant man with a professional camera taking pictures of children. And there's a lot of uncomfortable parents when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I brought my own child. So that way he was like buzzing around me the whole time, which I think is critical to make sure that I am not creep of the week when that happens or whatever.
Did you wear like a highlighter colored vest of some sort to make it seem like you were official?
No, I just wore my, what do you call it?
Trench coat.
No pants. It was awesome, dude.
Just dong out. There you go.
I wore a strap on though, so it wasn't my real dong, so they couldn't kick me out of the park. But it was,
totally understandable. It's a loophole.
And so it's cross country, so they run through like for anyone that doesn't know about Washington parks and stuff like that, because I came from somewhere where the parks are awful, there's trails and a soccer field, and then there's like a big grass field over here. There's a hill, and you get like alligator all kinds moat. Of cool stuff. There's some, yeah, only it's ducks because this is Washington, so there's no, you know, maybe there's a husky somewhere. I don't know. But yeah, there's no like animals that'll really kill you that are present and hanging out.
Trolls.
And so like we go up to the top of this hill, and then I'm going to go down the hill to like go get pictures of the kids running through this like trail or whatever. I'm thinking of it being like, oh, these will be awesome pictures, not just pictures of kids that no one gives a crap about, but like whatever, I like photography. I'm going down the hill and I'm wearing my Converse, and boy did I eat a whole mess of Tony pizza. Now, boy did I eat absolute ass falling down this hill. I have a bad knee. I overflexed my knee. My camera, giant bulky camera with a big long lens on it, smashed into the top of my hand. I'm pretty sure I have a broken bone in my hand. And then I did two full tumbles and stop like a soccer player. I'm on the ground. My child is laughing at me because he's a prick.
That's the best part.
And I'm like, stop laughing at me. Get over here and pick up that camera and bring it over here, you little turd. And so he goes to pick it up. I stand up to get it from him. I slip again. I overextend my leg and fall on the same wrist. It was the exact same fall two times in a row.
That's amazing.
It was amazing. You couldn't have scripted it. Like Chevy Chase in the late 70s, early 80s could not have done it better. It was I'm very hurt.
was there anybody there to witness this besides yourself and a bunch of children?
Nobody saw it happen. So no one even came to help me or say, like, are you okay? Except for my dang 7-year-old who's like, ha 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 ha. I'm gonna leave you at this park. I don't even care if I know all the other parents. You're done. You're dead to me.
At that point, you should just lay there.
You should
just lay there and just look at the sky and ask God to Sydney Sweeney's boobs you right there.
Right then and there. Yeah, I laid on the wet ground. It rained all morning and it was nice in the afternoon. I just laid on the wet ground. I acted like as if I was going to sleep. Arm underneath my head, on my side, knees together. Like I was like, I am obviously just meant to die here. Heard all the popping noises in my knee. It was so cool.
The human bruise is bruised on the inside and in the soul.
I mean, the soul is beyond. It's a one big purple spot. It's just no good. It's sad. I had speaking of therapist that we actually didn't get to because I didn't record the first part. I had a thing with my therapist the other day, and she's like, God, I'm just like really happy for you. Things are going well. Like, you seem like you're almost happy. Like, you're on your way to being happy. And I was like, let me stop you right there.
Yeah, hold up, please.
I don't think that ever again in my life will I actually be happy. And she was like, well, okay, well, it's 20 steps back. And I was like, yeah, it's not. I don't live under the. I don't deceive myself in thinking that happiness is a state that you can maintain. And all I can ever hope for is to just be like, kind of like, meh. And then like, if I'm happy sometimes, then that'll be really nice because it'll feel great. But for the most part, I'm just going to be like, yep, still going.
Yeah.
But it's better than being like, kill me. So, yeah.
I love how you have your therapist fooled. Meanwhile, mine just like calls me out on my BS constantly. It's just
No. There's no fooling. I tell her all of this, and she's like, all right. Like, I don't hide any of this. No.
But the fact that she's like, well, it's nice to see that you're happy. Mine's just like, are we going to keep doing comedy bits today? Are you just going to keep, trying out jokes on me today? Or are we going to actually talk about something real? And I'm like, leave me alone. I don't come here and pay you for you to tell me on how to get better.
Well, maybe. Let me stop you for one second, Siege. Siege, that is exactly what therapy is, okay? You need to absolutely do the thing that you just said.
Oh. My bad. I figured I got a free hour, you know? 60-minute set to test out new jokes.
Tony Pizza, you missed it. I fell down a hill today.
No, I didn't miss it. I didn't miss it at all.
What headphones do you have on there?
Oh.
I got these in Vegas because I'm a Vegas realtor.
No, these are the oldest headphones. These are the oldest headphones. They are like Bluetooth Bose headphones.
Oh. I bought a pair of Bluetooth Bose headphones today. I'm going to Japan in a few weeks, and I wanted some nice headphones for the airplane, and the Amazon is like, hey, we have a bunch of stuff that you don't need for a lot cheaper than normal. And then I was like, I'll go to Best Buy so that way somebody doesn't see what I'm buying on the Amazon that we share. And so, yeah.
You just told him now. Why did you just... He's going to see it on Amazon?
He doesn't have access to my money. That's not...
Good.
Dude, I have so... I have so much falling down content that I was going to talk about, and then you started talking about your falling down content, and I was like, man, we are just a couple of falling down guys.
Do we say anything bad about Brandon when he was gone?
No, you didn't. Guys, I could hear everything. It was fine.
Thank God.
Except for his name is Hot Tony this week, which I don't know where you get the unmitigated gall to upgrade yourself from Ricky Pizza to Hot Tony.
It was Tony Pizza, first of all.
Yeah.
And then it was
Then
Tony
you were
Pocket.
Ricky Pizza when you joined us from the phone in Vegas.
I think I was Ricky Pocket.
Was it?
Yeah, it was Ricky Pocket because I logged in today and it was Ricky Pocket and I was Hot Pocket, Hot Tony.
Are you riversiding other people without us?
No, I wish.
What? What a dick.
You guys, you want to know for real that every time I come on to my computer.
Your wife?
Yeah, thanks guys.
Sorry.
Every time I log on, she doesn't listen. Every time I log on to my computer,
drop a line on your wife.
For this, every time I hot Cleveland Steamer, my wife.
Wow. Wrong load. That's not how you do that, Brandon.
Sorry. Anyway, I have to like think for probably longer than I should what the website is that we use to talk to each other. Like I'm always like, is it? I just type letters into the URL and hope that they pop up.
With the thing. Oh, there it is. R. Riverside. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I fell down a lot this week too, and I think I've also like.
But did you get back up again?
Yeah, dude. Can we say anything? Like, we can't reference. He can't reference a single movie to save his life, but every single song.
What do you think? What is my job?
And we're letting him. We're letting him slide for that for the hurricane because he let me slide because of the joke.
Yeah,
joke
what
that
I,
was
what
not
I just
recorded
said was
earlier.
Better. No, that is not equal. We are don't conflate these two things. Okay?
You want to know something? I was in Vegas for a silly realtors convention for the all of the people that were and it was for all of the
only
people
silly realtors were invited.
So but many flowers met, shooting water at people.
I was talking to
electronic hand buzzers for handshakes.
Really large shoes, but they have to put shoe covers over them every time they go in.
snakes and cans of peanuts.
That was so job specific. I love that.
And I met somebody, another realtor there, who I said something along the lines of, I was like, oh yeah, when I was in Seattle, I used to work for a radio station, and she was like, oh, which one? I was like, The End, and she was like, me too. I was like, what?
Okay. Who was it? Do you know?
Yeah, she was like, yeah, I worked back with Marco Collins. Her name is Julie Brown. She lives in Bellingham now. I have no idea what she did. I don't think she was on air. She very much strikes me as somebody who worked for The End, because like there's definitely an archetype of people who worked like even on the sales side.
Was she on The Real World?
You know what? I have no idea.
Were the first two words of her name downtown? Is that one word? Was the first word of her name downtown?
Not on her official business card that she hands out to
downtown Julie Brown.
Yeah.
Was she a person of color?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's not the same person that I'm thinking of.
Okay. Anyway, she was hilarious, but okay. I thought it was. She was like, I worked for radio. I said I worked for The End, and she was like, me too. I was like, no, you seem like a person that would lie about that. But then I looked it up, and she does. Like, I met a guy recently, or I met some people recently who were saying that it was this woman. She was talking about her husband, who's a Marine, and they were out with some friends who had recently just got married. They were friends with this other woman and her new husband. It was their first time, the four of them hanging out. And her husband said, it like came up in conversation. He was like, oh, yeah, I was in the Marines and or am in the Marines. I don't know, whatever. But and the other guy was like, oh, yeah, me too. And then there, within like about 30 seconds of him just being like, oh, cool, what unit or whatever, I don't know anything about stuff, but the guy basically just said some stuff that was absolutely not true. I was like, what a bold, what
I was
a very,
in the 91st platoon.
He's like, I moved around a lot. And he was like, okay, what, where'd you do boot camp? And he said somewhere that there is no boot camp for
was
the Marines.
Was he a member of this show?
Yeah, it was the Gravy Navy.
That guy was in the service.
I get people who like, I understand people.
What
who
a piece
feel
of shit you are!
Really,
if you do that.
Oh, I mean, about anything, not even just the military. It's just like about like, hey, I used to work for like if it had been, hey, I used to work for a radio station. Oh yeah, me too. It's like, you don't have to have said that for me to think that you're cool. Like,
also, from now on, guys, let's spend a week that whenever somebody says that they do something, just say, me too.
Oh, yeah, me
see
too.
See how long you can go with it. And then when they're like, man, that guy's kind of messed up, you could be like, oh, no, go check out the podcast. It's on purpose. And then it'll be fine.
Yeah. What
if
a weird way to
Siege,
promote
they
your
said
stuff.
On purpose and then play the dolphin sound effects. See, that's what that would have brought us to the joke. Joe, whatever that was. Okay. So we're online. I guess that's where we're supposed to go, right?
Wait. I know it's late, but I got it.
Did you do that on purpose?
Man. It's a good thing that timing doesn't matter in comedy.
Right on cue.
So if you could tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say porpoisey things about Siege on Porpoise at nerdtalkplus.com on the Instagram if you want to just cut straight to the chase, spell out nerdtalkplus.com, and join us for some silly shenanigans. I guess apparently somebody out there likes us.
A couple people actually like us. You know,
we have new commentary.
Yeah. One of the notes that we actually got this week on nerdtalkplus.com, spelled out. Friend and fellow comedian Gabby LaRusso, no relation to the Karate Kid.
I'm glad to have her along, but also that would have been awesome.
I did not even know that she listened to the show. She is a Miami comedian down here, and I love her to death.
Well, we love her too, obviously.
She says, mint chill flavored dude wipes aren't just for the wintry sparkle you'll get in your third eye, but for the pleasure of whomever dines there next.
Oh, my God.
Oh, guys, I don't even think we talked about that. It's like pre-toothpasting your butthole.
What? That's not a thing to say.
I mean, obviously it is.
That's like pre-toothpasting your butthole is what he said. I would just like to recapture that.
Yeah, like mouthwash. Like if you were going to like kiss someone and you were like, ah, my breath smells terrible, so I'm going to put some mouthwash in. It's the equivalent of that.
Only.
Maybe not toothpaste. It'd be pre-mouthwashing, butthole washing, mawashing.
That's what a mawashi is.
That's where it came from. Yeah,
dude,
etymology. Actually,
we should definitely make mawashi wipes.
Oh my god,
mint flavored mawashis.
It's
you just
it's
wrap them up.
Toothbrushing your butthole. Is what? How you describe
like,
it.
Like 8 yards by 6 yards worth of
how
fabric.
How am I supposed to have any of this podcast? There's so many beeps already.
Can't you just put the, no, you just put the E, right? You
just put the E. Don't even beep
it. No, this is amazing. We're switching podcast platforms to something that we've created ourselves, and the team doing it is great. But I was like, hey, how do I mark things explicit? And they're like, do you really need to do that? And I was like, I sent the guy a clip of the 5-gallon buckets called sperm whale. And I was like, yeah, I feel like preemptively we should probably be marking that. And he was like,
I've never figured out how to code something faster than I just did.
He just wrote back, LOL, don't worry about it. And I was like, okay.
Don't worry about it. Listen, nobody's listening except for our listeners who we love.
No one's
going
to know.
Yeah. Nobody's reporting us. Everybody's marking us 5 stars. That's right. Everybody mark us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And you can leave us comments like this. Our good friend Kale P. yeah. who actually sent us our first listener-created memes, so I don't have to do all these horny sophomoric things that I keep posting and don't post and just send to the guys and get denied.
You should definitely post them. Just don't me to accept them.
We should just add, add everybody to our group chat. Add every single person to our group chat. That's
I'm
going
to have to do that. I'm going to have to make a broadcast channel.
That's essentially what the Instagram broadcast channel is, right?
No, that's what we need. Much. We need that because I want people to not be able to chime in, though. I just want them to be able to click like and so we can see just how depraved our audience really is.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So anyway, Kale says, I am a huge Bachelor Nation girly, and I need y'all to know that, and I need y'all to know that this season.
I'm sorry, hold on. Is Bachelor Nation, is she talking about Fat Bachelor or the actual Bachelor?
She's talking about the actual Bachelor.
Okay, so I'm skeptical.
I need y'all to know that this last season, they had one bigger dude as a contestant, in parentheses, the first time I can ever remember this happening. Mm. And the lady fans went absolutely wild for this guy, and the producers were baffled. Ladies like him husky. Y'all don't know why this is such a shock. Y'all, I don't know why this is such a shock. Fat Bachelor forever. And she clarified her bona fides with bona fides. Okay, whatever you want. She's been a Bachelor fan for 13 years. Boner fides.
Boner fides.
Thank 1 minute of boner fides, Kale. Brandon dies. Choking on boner fides.
Speaking of fat guys.
Yes.
America has hit peak fat. Peak chub.
It's physically impossible to get any chubbier?
Well, no. I mean, individually, no problem. But as a country, we've passed boner fides. No, we're calling this Panama!
For how do you emphasize?
No context. Thanks to new drugs, like, what's the one that people... Ozempic?
Ozempic, yeah.
Yes.
Thanks to whatever that type of drug is called, I can't remember now, it doesn't matter, the U.S. is expected to be back down to 15% obesity rates by the year 2040.
I'll fix that.
15 years, hey, no one's telling you you have to change. They're just saying that, like, the Fat Bachelor can work, but it doesn't, you know, it doesn't have to become the norm. We don't have to become WALL-E, the ship.
I'll be the only one.
Great. Yeah, King obviously
the fats.
There's... According to the peptides, that's what it is. According to the person who left that comment and made that meme or whatever, that that's what they want. They want a siege on there. I think you'd win, bud. But anyway,
she
right
sent
now,
me a picture of the dude, and the dude is basically me with shorter hair.
No, that's a mistake. Like, you definitely have longer hair, especially with that hat that you got on today. I don't even know what it is. It's
Hawaii, Key West Conks.
Yeah, okay.
Minor league. I have an oddly large collection of.
It's a Baja Blast color, kind of. Yep. It's like not mint and it's not Mountain Dew, so it's Baja Blast color. I think that's fair, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Key West Conks.
That's very nice. Anyway, 42% of Americans are considered obese right now. 42%.
I thought you were going to say we're 42% over BMI. 42% BMI, sorry.
Yeah, no, that would be. That'd be You're awesome. Pretty much.
That'd be a mess. Everybody's snuggly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we're right now we're at 40%+, and we're expected because of drugs to be able to get back down to like every other country's level, like pretty in the next, you know, kind of decade and a half or whatever. It's obviously not sustainable because if you use drugs to do it, then you gotta keep using drugs and the companies.
I don't see a problem with that.
No, but you should, though, because, like, if you need the diabetes drug, it goes from $20 to $400, and suddenly they're going to hold it over people's heads and be like, well, you want to stay skinny.
Cocaine is so much cheaper and does the same thing.
I'm not arguing. I'm just saying that it's not going to stay easy for everybody. Building good habits is not the thing here. We're going Florida style. We're just going to throw drugs at
it. Idea, like, the idea of the what's the type of drug? What
Put
are
up
they
a rail. A peptide.
Peptide. The idea of them is like it's great, right? Because if you use it to kickstart your like if you're there's plenty of people who are too. You know, I don't know, like overweight or just don't feel good enough to work out, where if you can use something like that to kickstart a health journey, then great. Awesome, right? I've every time anybody talks about Ozempic and I see anybody who's used it that I know, I'm always like, my God, this is like, I cannot believe how well it has worked for them. They've claimed, right? And if that's what you want for your health journey, if you want to lose weight, then great. But what I've always, for the longest time, I was like, what are the side effects? There has to be, like, what's the kicker here? Like, what's, and everybody's like, nothing. I feel great. I'm losing weight. I feel great. I don't have to, like, you know, I don't have to restrict, blah, blah, blah. Like, everybody's just all about it until
the side effect is everybody feels great. And I don't want that.
No, what I heard, I thought this was too good to be true until I learned yesterday that I was correct, because we went out with some friends and they had one of the moms, so the grandma watched the kids, and the grandma has been taking Ozempic to lose some weight. And she said that she went to the park with the kids, and while she was at the park, she started to feel like she needed to poop. And so she rushed the kids home. And by the time she got home and walked up the stairs, it was coming down her leg at that point. And I was like, how much of this is because you're an old lady, and how much of this is because you're on the peptide? And so she basically left the kids on these kids are like my kids' age, so like very little. left them on the front porch, went inside to basically like clean up her situation, and then come back out, and it was like not a great situation. And I was like, okay, so Ozempic is great if you want to lose weight, but also you just might crap yourself, which I don't need Ozempic for that. I'm just gonna do that.
Gravy's the only one who doesn't worry about that out of the three of us. It's like there's no accidental, like, oh, let's just see if I can sneak this one. Oh, nope.
You've never sharted?
It's been 20 years. Yeah, it's like, he's ridiculous. Like, I can't even remember the last time. It's been like 20 minutes. Years. Yeah,
oh, dude, yeah, it was like, I forgot. Earlier you still this have week. That chart somewhere? How many episodes we've gone without a shart?
The shart chart?
The shart chart. You know, that's so weird, though. You ever think about that with the body? And like how, like if you have to, like you're going somewhere, like if I'm driving to work and I got a long drive to go to Miami sometimes to.
Don't you live in Miami?
Well, I mean, I'm all over the place. Like sometimes I'm in North Palm at the radio station.
So I live everywhere. I live nowhere.
I live everywhere, man.
Miami lives in me.
That's right. I am inside you. Wait, sorry. Anyway. Like, you got a long drive. I do, like, 400 miles a day when I'm doing, like, multiple jobs. And so, like, when I'm getting somewhere, all of a sudden I know I have to pee, and I got to race to the bathroom. It's like, your penis knows.
Oh, it's
your
porcelain
penis just
detector.
Knows when it's time to go there, especially if you're wearing, like, the wrong pants.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If I'm not wearing the normal pants where I just have to, God forbid, today I was wearing jogging pants because I'm getting prepared for the hurricane and everything, and I just had to run into the booth.
You had to run away from it?
Or like, yeah, the right. Here? But I had to untie the knot.
Good thing I was wearing my jogging pants.
I'm like, no, don't yourself. Your penis just, like, knows. It knows where you are.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so, like when you're skiing, or if you're skiing or snowboarding, it's like if the first inclination that you feel that you have to pee, it's like you better get down there, because if you wait until you really have to go, you got to get layers and layers off in order to go. This lady has no excuse. So I just want to know if any of our listeners out there,
she should have old lady experience. That should be,
if anybody just knows, this is the thing.
Veteran leadership.
She just goes. It is worth it to her. She takes.
That was a good laugh.
She takes Depends. Everywhere she goes now, she takes them with her because because Ozempic is more important to her than not shitting herself.
They don't work if they take them with you. You have to wear them.
Yeah.
You're just going to pull up on the side of the road, drop trow and she's crap, like, into some portable diapers and leave them there.
She's OG Batman. She puts them on over her pants. You can always depend on me.
Okay, so Brandon's off the show after that.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Siege, back down to Florida, not necessarily, what's that thing called hurricane-related? It's, you tell I've had a couple
cocktails. What's that thing called?
Yeah, what's that big windy, spitty thing called? Yeah,
that's right. I've had so much squirt my head is spinning right now.
Gross.
So but it's good for you.
Stuff that happens near you, up the coast from you a couple hundred miles. NASA wants to send humans to Mars next decade in the 2030s. They're like starting to look at this, and I'm like, dude, I want to send some people to Mars right now.
But hell yeah,
one way style. Just like,
oh, don't worry. if we give this to Boeing, it'll be fine. They'll bill it as a two way trip and be like, oh, sorry.
Whoops. Oh, no.
Speaking of dads, I think, are they still on strike? That's my dad. That's where.
Yeah. Oh, is he part of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that they're whoever makes these things is about to vote to reduce their stock status to junk bonds status, wow, or whatever it's called. So they're going to be brought down even further because of this ongoing strike or whatever. I don't have a horse in this race. I don't know enough about it, but I read the list of things that the machinists want, and I was like, my God, I wish I could demand a third of these things and have it met. But
there's a lot of history to it. But basically, they got boned on their last one, which was like 20 years ago. So,
and now they want to,
and
they
that explains
unbone
a lot.
Yeah. Now it's time to pull out and move on. But it's yeah. Anyway. So NASA wants to go there, and I'm like, NASA, that's great and all, but you were supposed to put humans on the moon like later this year or at latest next year. Yeah. And you've only launched the rocket that is going to do that one time. Mm-hmm. You've only built one of those things, and I feel like even kooky eyes Elon Musk is like closer to sending people to Mars than NASA is. NASA like is like, hey, what's send an intern on a coffee run, and if they're lucky, it'll work out. Let alone going to the planet next door or whatever.
Partnership in that rocket, in the Artemis rocket, Boeing.
Yeah, the
United Launch Alliance, Boeing and Lockheed Martin, and apparently, I guess Lockheed Martin has their stuff together, but Boeing is so far behind when it comes to their space stuff. That Lockheed Martin has Plain been stuff. Trying to completely divest from ULA. Like they've been trying to sell it to, I can't remember which one of them it is, but there's a couple of, like Sierra Space, I believe, is one. They're the ones who make the new little, like, mini space shuttle. So it's like, that giant space shuttle program that we had for a while that we scrapped. You know, we're making a new one.
We're getting rocket to the moon from Timu at this point. Like, it's like Boeing and just whoever they can get. It's just like
the shirt sponsor on the Saudi Arabian Soccer League is like part of it now too. Like
just the Sandlot crew coming together to send some guys to space.
The new International Space Station is just like an inflatable pool with duct tape.
Yeah. Well, I know it takes place in Florida, but like, that seems like it's pretty. Yeah.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with inflatable pools. I have too.
No, I'm not dissing on that. I'm just saying that like, if anyone was going to launch an inflatable pool into space, it would be Florida.
Oh, absolutely. I'm surprised we haven't yet, if we're being honest.
Are we sure we haven't?
No. None of us is sure of that. None of us is an expert, scientist, or whatever we say at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
if we even said it at all, because we didn't record anyway.
Yeah. So, guys, this seems really problematic to me, and maybe I should actually open this one and read from the actual thing rather than just trying to remember what it said. But this seems really super crazy to me. The headline from TheGuardian.com is "How Artificial Intelligence is Changing the Reports U.S. Police Write."
Oh,
they have
Jesus.
A program.
Are they fixing them to make them write?
It's based on ChatGPT. They have there's a couple different programs out there. A couple different California police departments are doing this, where they're like being like, "All right, dude got stabbed in the face with a dildo," and then letting the machine write it out, and then supposedly going back and checking the work.
The dildo was stabbed in the face by a man.
That's more. That's better. And
1 minute of winter. Wait, 1 minute of winter fights.
As Gravy says, somehow it's even more incredibly racist. So there's like a couple different companies that do this, and they say that like one company was like they saved 50 overall work hours by having this thing do it. Another one was like a police report takes 23 minutes to write on average. Now with using a AI language, you know, system, they can get it down to 8 minutes. And I'm like, that's great and all until someone doesn't proofread it. And yeah, it's about, you know, like there's a misspelling, dwigged or whatever becomes the wrong thing. And then you're in court and like, well, sorry, that's what it says. And it's signed off by the, you know, whoever. And like now it's official. So like, good luck, everybody. Good luck, poor brown person who's in jail. That's, you know, going against the system that was now written by the machines. This is one of the things that scares me a little bit more than even like, robot dogs with lasers on it and stuff, because it's creepier and harder to detect something is fishy.
It kind of seems like basically what's happening is that police officers are creating the bullet point list of what happened, but the police report needs to be 500 words single, or you know, double spaced, and you know, 2 pages long, double spaced. And the police are like, "Well,
two and a half space, huh?"
And the police are like, "Well, crap! I've got 8 bullet points that I need to turn into that." So why not just make the police report 8 bullet points long? Like, why are we getting the why do we need AI to fill in the gaps?
Why do we need any filler? Like, why do that at all?
Why do we need more cops on the street for an extra 15 minutes per report?
Yeah.
Robots, replace them already. Jeez.
Yeah.
Robot cops.
If we're going to use robots to write the police reports, we might as well just use the robots to be the police.
And again, there's a tendency already for the robots to be racist, so it's not even like we would like clean that up. So
we could just justify it by having them be racist against all humans. They're just speciesists. They can just start destroying all of the people.
I just keep thinking that like at some point robots are going to realize that humans are the best source of energy, and then they're just going to have human juicers and just throw us in, and maybe comically big boots that step on us or something like that, like police boots to juice us. That's fun. Now that's... Oh. Let's see a robot invent that idea, huh? Like,
yeah. robots believe in comedy. make the big boot.
Our ideas are so wonderful that robots could never come up with something like that.
This podcast will be on the internet, and so they will be able to scrape it from the internet use that.
We'll be on like a conveyor belt on our way and be like, oh, look, a giant boot. And it says like Nerd Talk Plus on the side of it. Like,
the Nerd Talk Plus, Memorial Boot Squisher.
What's going to end up happening is when they start harvesting our brains for memory use, they're going to get the ideas. They're going to pull them directly out of this podcast head.
Yeah.
And turn them into real life, and people are going to be like, "Man, I wonder why the downfall of society happened." It's like, "Oh yeah, it's just Gerg, Siege, Brandon."
Yeah,
it's not you, Gravy.
Yeah, Gravy tried to keep everything in check, but he couldn't fight him off for as long as he thought.
It's going to be like like when Google originally rolled out AI on the stop screwing around, Gravy. When Google originally rolled out AI, you would ask it something, and it would basically spit out the first result would be just something. They would mock it up as serious, but it would be the first thing from like the subreddit post Reddit. And sorry, Greg. And that's basically what's going to happen is like AI is going to be like, all right, well, the robots are going to be like, let's kill everybody now. What's the best thing we can do? They're going to take the top 3 ideas from that subreddit.
From Reddit.
from the Nerd Talk Plus podcast, they're just going to be throwing all of us into volcanoes. I'm like, oh, not bad. That was my idea. How dare you, robots?
I wanted that for myself.
No, see, what we're doing is we're doing Inception for the robots right now, so that when they do kill us, they will throw you into a volcano and your dreams will come true.
Or maybe they won't. They'll just harvest your brain and make it think that they threw you into a volcano.
Oh, nice.
Whatever. I'll take it. As long as I suffer proportionately, that sounds great. Sorry, I just got an email from my karate partner, Ron Feinberg, who had a heart surgery, and now we're trying to figure out if we're ever going to test for black belt again.
Anyway, cool. So a human bruise and a guy with a fake heart. are going to go for black belts. Yeah, this sounds awesome.
You guys,
totally.
This reminds me of the one serious Nerd Talk thing that I was going to bring to the show today.
Bring it on. I don't know how, but that's awesome.
I will find the article so it's not just me pulling it out of nowhere, but scientists discovered that there's this species of jellyfish that when each of them has some sort of injury, they will fuse their bodies together in order to sustain their life. And so, Greg, what you can do with your bruised body and this man's non-existent heart, I don't know how that's working for him.
You guys could just together fuse make your body an even worse person.
Awesome. I give him my heart, but it never recovers because it just is a nonstop bruise. The team proposed that the comb jellies are capable of fusing bodies after sustaining injuries, and while fused, comb jellies aren't technically 100% fused as a single organism, still contains two separate DNA strands. They appear and function as 100% fused by how they swim in the water. So they're not changing their DNA structure, but they are operating as a whole unit again, which is...
conjoined twins.
Imagine any of us being centaured to another one of us.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Question of the week. Oh, wait, I don't have that. Damn it. Question of the week. I guess it's not firing. Okay, question of the week. Who wants to be what to who?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
who wants to be
what for who?
Who wants to be centaur butt and centaur top? Who wants to be top? Who wants to be bottom?
No,
this is the greatest podcast in the world. Stop crying.
You can do that thing. You know the thing where like somebody will cartwheel onto the other person and then their legs will be above the other person's head and then they can just like cartwheel.
It's infinitely. Like a cartwheel 69, yes.
Yeah, yeah. We could do that with each other.
but hear me out. But still only two full bodies, so it's like half of each of us, and then the four of them together makes the cartwheeling person, okay?
So you only get us from the waist down, and we fuse at the stomach.
The human starfish.
Somebody call Limp Bizkit. Okay. Well, I sort of feel like we should stop, but
no, never.
we're not quite far enough in, I guess.
I imagine it'd be really easy as a jellyfish to continue to kind of swim around together after fusing your bodies versus like two humans trying to be like, okay, well, I lost, you know, this stuff on my body and your body needs this stuff. So like, let's, you know, you want to hang forever and then you put your bodies together. But then all of a sudden you have to learn how to like basically a three-legged race everywhere you go.
I was literally about to say a three-legged race is hard enough as it is. You really think we can get two humans to like walk next to each other?
No.
It's like, dude, hey, you're both missing a leg. Awesome. If you guys want to walk together, but you're also 6'5", and he's 5'3", so this is going to be rough.
Not if you're 5'3".
So you just have to forever live at this guy's navel level.
All right.
Imagine Gerg finding some... Gerg would have to match up with somebody. Gerg is like 6'11".
I hope so. Sounds nice.
Three-legged race forever.
I'd three-legged race
and
forever.
And today
with you.
We learned what love truly is.
Well. Would you guys? I'd human starfish with you.
But keyword but human starfish with a toothpaste treatment.
Hell yes. Excuse
me. Pre toothpaste treatment, I think is what it was.
Pre butthole toothpaste treatment.
Is that the name of the episode? That's
no. That's Panama is just shorthand actually for that.
Panama.
I go to Panama my candy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, guess it's Guinness time, huh? I had a Guinness yesterday, and I was like, hey fellas, it's Guinness time. I said it to nobody, but I still said it.
Just opening up the phone, going to the page. Hey fellas, it's Guinness time.
I didn't even go that far. I just said it out loud to the refrigerator.
His three-legged race partner.
No, not this guy again. God damn it. I'm so mad. I don't even want to do Guinness time ever again.
Dude, is it Muhammad again?
And he's smashing what?
It's not the good guy. Like, Muhammad's awesome. That guy rules. Yeah. He makes Pakistan proud. I'm talking about the dude and his goddamn Capri Sun. Fuck your God. God. Oh. So mad.
Brandon,
sorry.
Get Capri Suns.
Okay, Brandon, last week on... I almost said our dumb podcast. It is our dumb podcast.
Sup, dummies.
Last week on Nerd Talk Plus, we came across a world record. Hold on, excuse me. We came across a world record. Sorry, that was gross. I'm beeping that. That's too gross for me. We came across a world record where a guy consumed a Capri Sun. He has the world record for paper straw Capri Sun. So it must be like California or something like that. It is... Everything is like set up. The Capri Sun is there, and he like peels out the straw, sticks it through the appropriate hole, and slurps it down. Okay, and he set the world record for it. Can you guess what the time was to be able to do that? The other two already know.
The time starts at like pulling the straw out.
Yeah, as soon as you like, it's just sitting in front of you. As soon as you grab and pull the straw, take the straw, jab it
in. Straws are such a pain in the freaking butt, too. I'm gonna say. Oh, man, I'm going to say like 8-9 seconds.
It is so unbelievable how wildly off everybody is about this. 21 seconds.
Yeah.
No.
This is the face Brandon made was angry shock. Like, how dare you say that it was that slow?
How and is that a world record for anything?
So next week, we were supposed to do it this week, but I... fell down a hill twice, so I didn't go to the grocery store.
And was
but,
laughed at by children.
Yeah, one child.
I heard about all that.
One child.
While I was watching my kid poop, I heard all of that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's a weird color that you added to it. But
I was
going to
say, why were you doing that, Brandon? Was this just like...
Well, because I had my kid
was
yelling.
Well, it was a live stream. I mean, I got to log off.
And I kept my headphones on while I went up there, and he said he needed to poop, and he... Yeah.
Also... Anyway. Logging on is the best term for watching a pooping live stream.
Log on, buddy.
Oh, I already logged off.
So it's like the motivational thing that people pooping say to each other.
So next Tuesday, when we record this, that's when we record this typically, maybe Wednesday, it comes
we're
out
all
by the
be
end
pooping?
Of the week. No, we're all going to have a Capri Sun. Two of the members of this podcast have 18 of them between them. The other two, I can't speak for you, Brandon, but I have zero. So, yeah.
I've got toddlers and I have zero. I'm also going to be in Hawaii for the next 2 weeks, so.
What?
Sorry.
No, it's unacceptable. You're still doing the pod.
All right. I'll dial in from in front of a Gucci like I did at in Vegas. I should have gone in and talked to that guy.
One time at, I went to go get, we have this very particular friend called Bryce, and he's a jerk. And he's also like very specific and thinks everything is not cool enough for him. He's like the coolest person in every room, right? But all he wants to do, because he's a broken child grown up, is go to Benihana for his birthday. And so we're like, yeah, we're going to Benihana. And he's like, but first we have to smoke a joint. And so we smoke a joint, and nothing has ever been cooler than watching somebody put a joint out on the Gucci store. He like squished it out and then, you know, threw it or whatever he did with it. And then we went out and was like, dude, you just put a joint out on Gucci. Like, you should throw a Puff Daddy party. Which, in retrospect, sounds awesome.
No but, diddy. No diddy.
Yeah. So anyway, if you could just get onto, if you remember the website, Riverside, and be able to
hop on. I've got the app now, so it'll be fine.
Oh, that's incredible. How are you going to Hawaii for 2 weeks? That's amazing.
How?
Silly real tours.
Airplanes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Just in-laws.
Yeah.
Human wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Do you not, like, do you sell houses from there somehow?
I've got a business partner, buddy.
Oh, yeah, rock on.
Yeah.
That was pretty weird. Okay, anyway, it's time for, I only have 5% battery left, so... Okay, so the guy who consumed a Capri Sun in 21-point-something seconds, like a real cool
hear
guy...
About this guy's records anymore.
We're going to break it next week. Yeah. We're breaking it on this pod. I don't give a crap. Except for Brandon won't, because he'll be...
No, I'm going to do it.
He's going to get a Capri Sun, but it's going to be Pacific Cooler, but from a cooler Pacific place.
All right. Nice. Most hot sauce eaten in 3 minutes. Hot sauce eaten in 3 minutes by the same jerk. And he doesn't use a Capri Sun bag.
Or is this like with a spoon or just by packets?
Well, there's a bowl.
He's squirting it directly into his mouth.
It looks like it's sriracha, and it fills up a giant bowl. It looks like gazpacho, and he's shoveling it in like a real... This video is so gross. I don't... Yeah, like that. Brandon is doing the...
In 3 minutes? That's a weird amount of time.
Yeah, I don't understand what that metric... Like, what if you were, like, in 7 days, and then you just had, like, a little bit more than that, and you were like...
Weirdest in 7 days.
Six and a half days? I'm in for that.
And on the seventh day, he had diarrhea.
Okay, Gravy says 23 ounces, which is like, I don't know if you measure it in liquid or in weight. I don't know, but that's like...
Are we going to do it in fluid ounces?
Volume. It's got to be volume, right?
Are we going to do the stoichiometry to ounces again?
How does it work, though? Because like one...
Pint, like a pint. Think of a pint as like 16
cubic
ounces.
Inches?
Is a pint 16 ounces? I believe you. Yeah. Okay, and a pound is 16 ounces. How weird.
A pint is a pound
the whole world round. That's what they say. So...
Wait, hold on. They say that? Who says that?
Yeah, a pint is a pound the whole world round. Yeah, come on. You guys never heard that?
No.
I don't even know where I heard it, but that's what... Honestly, it could be not real, because I did not fact check it.
Which would be perfect for the show. Like, yeah.
Anyway.
No, it is.
Gravy says, you know what? I need it in weight. So I guess a pint is a pound. So 23 ounces would be 1 pound, 7 ounces.
Yeah. Okay. So you need it in weight?
He ate a weight
that seems
of...
That seems like not enough.
In 3 minutes? I'm sorry. I can't color it. I'm sorry.
3 minutes, man. Ugh. I'm gonna say 10 ounces.
How does he not drink it? What an idiot.
That's gotta be part of it.
If you're doing it by spoon, it has to be done by spoon.
How about by paper Capri Sun straw?
They have to have some sort of control, right? They can't just have one guy drinking it. But they should just make that the control. Everybody's just got to drink it.
I could probably beat it if I went out to my kitchen now.
I can't. I broke my hand today. I fall down a hill twice. But.
Put the gloves back on, Greg. If I went out to my kitchen and got Taco Bell sauce packs.
I'm sorry.
Your dog's sniffing your gloves. Get him away.
You line all the sauce packs up on the edge of a table like the guy who crushes the beer cans.
One guy does the karate, the other guy does the...
I just open my mouth like the sushi glory hole and just squirt him in.
Dude, that's...
Line them up.
God damn it, that's how you do a record.
Seal.
This is how you do a record. Most hot sauce packets karate chopped and consumed by two people.
Hot sauce bukkake.
Oh, well, man, I wonder if that would be good or bad for my skin.
I can't actually call it that, but that would be the name of my kid. I'm writing that down. Hot sauce bukkake.
Gravy,
you're live, by the way. Sean, you're hot, by the way, just so you know.
Hot sauce.
Oh
my gosh.
What was that? That was weird.
Dude, I would say a pint. I would say 16 ounces. Drink it out of a bowl. Bowl's probably like 8 to 12 ounces. I mean, he did a bowl and a half of hot sauce. That's my guess. 16 ounces.
No.
So 20 something from Gravy, 16 from Hot Tony. And he's got hot in the name. He probably knows. And Siege.
I'm just going with like 10.
10 ounces?
Fluid ounces, because I'm a dick.
He ate 1.12 kilograms, also known as 2 pounds and 7 ounces.
What?
Wow.
So the guy can't drink a Capri Sun, but when it comes to hot sauce, I mean, he's all in.
I mean, if you're going to drink it, dude, just... This is frustrating. I hate this guy. Yeah.
Canadian Mike Jack.
Oh.
Yeah, sounds like it, Jack.
Sounds like Canadian.
Multiple people sent me this, the smallest rotating puzzle cube, also known as a Rubik's Cube, is what we would normally refer to it as, just like people call tissues Kleenex. Yeah. He's like, no, I am incapable of receiving love. That was the look. It's too bad.
It's too bad.
What bounces off of me and sticks to you?
Oh.
Okay. A bunch of people sent this to me. Thank you for thinking of me when you see Rubik's Cube still years after the fact that that's still how people identify me. I'm just going to tell you this. The smallest rotating puzzle cube is 4.9 millimeters by 4.92 millimeters. Why is there a discrepancy?
Why is it not the same?
Because it's got to have the little stringy in it.
By 4.99. Why?
But
how
you
is
think
there?
It'd be the same in
it's
all
not
the same
a cube.
There's almost a full millimeter of variation in that.
Which is 20%. Which is, at that size, is 20% difference.
How much do you think a Rubik's Cube that is approximately 5 millimeters cubed would cost if you bought it from the country of Japan, which I will be visiting in just a few weeks?
Is this something you can $100. Buy, or is this like a piece of art that is like the only
it
one?
It is... there was a monetary value put to it. It just gave me a ballpark. I don't know the exact digits to it, but it's like I got like the ballpark figure to it.
Do we have to give it to you in yen?
No.
Okay.
U.S. dollars is preferable.
$100.
$100 no. for a
yeah. I'm thinking art. I'm thinking
five
art.
Millimeters.
Oh, I think I'm thinking. I'm going $412.
$412, which is 69 in Canadian for yeah, Brandon, honestly. And then $7,000 for Gravy. He went over, but he's the closest. $5,000 for the world's smallest Rubik's Cube.
And to think, if you go to the county fair, you can have them write your name on a piece of rice for $5.
I knew a guy in college who did that. He was not cool.
It's probably why it's only $5.
I was going to show you guys this cool piece of rice today, but...
I didn't say the rice was uncool. I just said he was uncool. Yeah. I didn't say all rice writers are uncool.
Can you imagine if that was like your opener? You give a girl a piece of rice and it's got their name on it. They're just like, ugh.
It just says
creepy.
No, it's just really tiny. It actually doesn't say that. It's just a really, really small piece of rice. Yeah.
It's just written small.
Tremendous.
Okay. Why did you get the longest grain rice?
Don't worry about it.
So I could make it bigger so you could see
I had
it.
A lot of things to say. My heart is full.
Do we have any more? Do we have another Guinness?
Yeah, one more. How about one more? Yeah. You good?
Yes.
You gotta go?
Brandon, no, I want to tell you guys about something.
Farthest distance pulling a vehicle in 24 hours.
With your nipples.
I'll accept kilometers or miles. Okay. It's one man at a time. It's a contest that they're in. And they're wearing some sort of harness contraption. And then there's a strap.
Leather.
And then it's like attached to like, you know, one of the small European delivery vehicles? Like, it's
like the
not
Sprinter
like,
vans or like the smaller ones, like a Ford like, Transit?
Yeah, like that you would use it to like, deliver cakes or
gotcha.
Something.
Yeah, 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 like little Ford Transit
in Europe,
yeah. Almost like a go kart,
like the Pope, the Pope mobile.
I don't know
without
but
the Pope.
It's like
Pope
a big Mini Cooper because it's for deliveries, but it's like
the Pope in it.
The Pope is not in the Mini Cooper. Oh, just pieces
was he
of the Pope.
At one time.
What's that? What's that movie? G the one with Ben Affleck and it was
Euro
about-
Trip.
No,
dude, Michelle Trachtenberg in that.
They drove all the Fiats through.
I know
Italy.
We've
what was that
before,
called?
Geely?
Geely? Was that? Yeah, Geely.
You,
I think.
You're, are you? I was thinking.
I've
of
seen that one.
You've seen Geely
of all of the freaking movies.
Nah, I haven't seen that one. I'm
oh my god!
I was just trying to think for the podcast earlier when I said that I was kidding.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, Siege, back down to Florida, not necessarily, what's that thing called hurricane-related? It's, you tell I've had a couple
what's
cocktails.
That thing called?
Yeah, what's that big windy, spitty thing called? Yeah,
that's right, I've had so much squirt my head is spinning right now.
Gross.
So but it's good for you.
Stuff that happens near you, up the coast from you a couple hundred miles. NASA wants to send humans to Mars next decade. In the 2030s, they're like starting to look at this. And I'm like, dude, I want to send some people to Mars right now.
But hell yeah.
One way style. Just like
it was. Oh, don't worry. If we give this to Boeing, it'll be fine. They'll bill it as a two-way trip and be like, oh, sorry.
Whoops. Oh, yeah. No.
Speaking of dads, I think, are they still on strike? That's my dad.
Oh, is he part of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that they're, the whoever makes these things is about to vote to reduce their stock status to junk bonds status, wow, or whatever it's called. So they're going to be brought down even further because of this ongoing strike or whatever. I don't have a horse in this race. I don't know enough about it, but I read the list of things that the machinists want, and I was like, my God, I wish I could demand a third of these things and have it met. But
there's a lot of history to it. But basically, they got boned on their last one, which was like 20 years ago. So,
and now they want to,
and
they
that explains
unbone
a lot.
Yeah. Now it's time to pull out and move on. But it's anyway. So NASA wants to go there, and I'm like, NASA, that's great and all, but you were supposed to put humans on the moon like later this year or at latest next year. Yeah. And you've only launched the rocket that is going to do that one time. Mm-hmm. You've only built one of those things, and I feel like even kooky eyes Elon Musk is like closer to sending people to Mars than NASA is. NASA like is like, hey, what's an intern on a coffee run, and if they're lucky, it'll work out. Let alone going to the planet next door or whatever.
Partnership in that rocket, in the Artemis rocket, Boeing.
Yeah, the
United Launch Alliance, Boeing and Lockheed Martin. And apparently, I guess Lockheed Martin has their stuff together, but Boeing is so far behind when it comes to their space stuff that Lockheed Martin has been trying to completely divest from ULA. Like they've been trying to sell it to. I can't remember which one of them it is, but there's a couple of like Sierra Space, I believe, is one. They're the ones who make the new little like mini space shuttle. So it's like that giant space shuttle program that we had for a while that we scrapped. You know, we're making a new one.
We're getting rocket to the moon from Timu at this point. Like, it's like Boeing and just whoever they can get. It's just like
the shirt sponsor on the Saudi Arabian Soccer League is like part of it now too. Like
just the Sandlot crew coming together to send some guys to space.
The new International Space Station is just like an inflatable pool with duct tape.
Yeah. Well, I know it takes place in Florida, but like, that seems like it's pretty. Yeah.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with inflatable pools. I have too.
No, I'm not dissing on that. I'm just saying that like, if anyone was going to launch an inflatable pool into space, it would be Florida.
Oh, absolutely. I'm surprised we haven't yet, if we're being honest.
Are we sure we haven't?
No. None of us is sure of that. None of us is an expert, scientist, or whatever we say at the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
if we even said it at all, because we didn't record anyway.
Yeah.
So, guys, this seems really problematic to me, and maybe I should actually open this one and read from the actual thing rather than just trying to remember what it said. But this seems really super crazy to me. The headline from TheGuardian.com is "How Artificial Intelligence is Changing the Reports U.S. Police Write."
Oh,
they have
Jesus.
A program.
Are they fixing them to make them write?
It's based on ChatGPT. They have there's a couple different programs out there. A couple different California police departments are doing this, where they're like being like, "All right, dude got stabbed in the face with a dildo," and then letting the machine write it out, and then supposedly going back and checking the work.
The dildo was stabbed in the face by a man.
Yeah, that's more. That's better. And
1 minute of winter. Wait, 1 minute of winter fights.
As Gravy says, somehow it's even more incredibly racist. So there's like a couple different companies that do this, and they say that like one company was like they saved 50 overall work hours by having this thing do it. Another one was like a police report takes 23 minutes to write on average. Now with using a AI language system, they can get it down to 8 minutes. And I'm like, that's great and all until someone doesn't proofread it. And yeah, it's about, there's a misspelling, dwigged or whatever becomes the wrong thing. And then you're in court and like, well, sorry, that's what it says. And it's signed off by the, whoever. And like now it's official. So like, good luck, everybody. Good luck, poor brown person who's in jail. That's, going against the system that was now written by the machines. This is one of the things that scares me a little bit more than even like robot dogs with lasers on it and stuff, because it's creepier and harder to detect something is fishy.
It kind of seems like basically what's happening is that police officers are creating the bullet point list of what happened, but the police report needs to be 500 words single, or you know, double spaced, and you know, 2 pages long, double spaced. And the police
two
are
and
like,
a half
"Well,
space, huh, man?"
Yeah. And the police are like, "Well, crap! I'm not gonna. I've got 8 bullet points that I need to turn into that." So why not just make the police report 8 bullet points long? Like, why are we getting the why do we need AI to fill in the gaps?
Why do we need any filler? Like, why do that at all?
Why do we need more cops on the street for an extra 15 minutes per report?
Yeah.
Robots, replace them already. Jeez.
Yeah.
Robot cops.
If we're going to use robots to write the police reports, we might as well just use the robots to be the police.
And again, there's a tendency already for the robots to be racist, so it's not even like we would like clean that up. So
we could just justify it by having them be racist against all humans. They're just speciesists. They can just start destroying all of the people.
I just keep thinking that, like, at some point robots are going to realize that humans are the best source of energy, and then they're just going to have human juicers and just throw us in, and maybe comically big boots that step on us or something like that, like police boots to juice us. That's fun. Now that's... Oh. Let's see a robot invent that idea, huh? Like,
yeah. Robots believe in comedy. They didn't have to make the big boot.
Our ideas are so wonderful that robots could never come up with something like that.
This podcast will be on the internet, and so they will be able to scrape it from the internet use that.
We'll be on like a conveyor belt on our way and be like, oh, look, a giant boot. And it says like Nerd Talk Plus on the side of it. Like,
the Nerd Talk Plus, the Nerd Talk Plus Memorial Boot Squisher.
What's going to end up happening is when they start harvesting our brains for memory use, they're going to get the ideas. They're going to pull them directly out of this podcast head.
Yeah.
And turn them into real life, and people are going to be like, man, I wonder why the downfall of society happened. It's like, oh, yeah, it's just Gerg, Siege, Brandon.
Yeah.
It's not even gravy.
Yeah. Gravy tried to keep everything in check, but he couldn't fight him off for as long as he thought.
It's going to be like like when Google originally rolled out AI on the. Stop screwing around, Gravy. When Google originally rolled out AI, you would ask it something, and it would basically spit out the first result would be just something. They would mock it up as serious, but it would be the first thing from like the subreddit post Reddit. That's basically what's going to happen is like AI is going to be like, all right, well, the robots are going to be like, let's kill everybody now. What's the best thing we can do? They're going to take the top 3 ideas from that subreddit.
From Reddit.
from the Nerd Talk Plus podcast, they're just going to be throwing all of us into volcanoes. I'm like, oh, yeah. Not bad. That was my idea. How dare you, robots?
I wanted that for myself.
No, see, what we're doing is we're doing Inception for the robots right now, so that when they do kill us, they will throw you into volcano and your dreams will come true.
Or maybe they won't. They'll just harvest your brain and make it think that they threw you into a volcano.
Oh, nice.
Whatever. I'll take it. As long as I suffer proportionately, that sounds great. Sorry, I just got an email from my karate partner, Ron Feinberg, who had a heart surgery, and now we're trying to figure out if we're ever going to test for black belt again.
Anyway, cool. So a human bruise and a guy with a fake heart are going to go for black belts.
Yeah,
this sounds
awesome.
You guys, totally.
This reminds me of the one serious Nerd Talk thing that I was going to bring to the show today.
Bring it on. I don't know how, but that's awesome.
I will find the article so it's not just me pulling it out of nowhere, but scientists discovered that there's this species of jellyfish that when each of them has some sort of injury, they will fuse their bodies together in order to sustain their life. And so, Greg, what you can do with your bruised body and this man's non-existent heart, I don't know how that's working for him. You guys could just
together
fuse
and make
your body.
An even worse person.
Awesome. I give him my heart, but it never recovers because it just is a nonstop bruise. The team proposed that the comb jellies are capable of fusing bodies after sustaining injuries, and while fused, comb jellies aren't technically 100% fused as a single organism, still contains two separate DNA strands. They appear and function as 100% fused by how they swim in the water. So they're not changing their DNA structure, but they are operating as a whole unit again, which is...
They're making themselves like, what do you call it, conjoined twins.
Imagine any of us being centaured to another one of us.
Ooh.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Question of the week. Oh, wait, I don't have that. Damn it. Question of the week. I guess it's not firing. Okay, question of the week. Who wants to be what to who?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
who
wants to
name?
Be what for who?
Who wants to be centaur butt and centaur top? Who wants to be top? Who wants to be bottom?
No,
this is the greatest podcast in the world. Stop crying.
You can do that thing. You know the thing where like somebody will cartwheel onto the other person, and then their legs will be above the other person's head, and then they can just like cartwheel.
It's like a cartwheel 69, yes.
Yeah, yeah. We could do that with each other.
but hear me out. But still only two full bodies, so it's like half of each of us, and then the four of them together makes the cartwheeling person, okay?
So you only get us from the waist down, and we fuse at the stomach.
The human starfish.
Somebody call Limp Bizkit. Okay. Well... I sort of feel like we should stop, but I
no, never.
We're not quite far enough in, I guess.
I imagine it'd be really easy as a jellyfish to continue to kind of swim around together after fusing your bodies versus like two humans trying to be like, okay, well, I lost, you know, this stuff on my body and your body needs this stuff. So like, let's, you know, you want to hang forever and then you put your bodies together. But then all of a sudden you have to learn how to like basically a three-legged race everywhere you go.
I was literally about to say a three-legged race is hard enough as it is. You really think we can get two humans to like walk next to each other?
No.
It's like, dude, hey, you're both missing a leg. Awesome. If you guys want to walk together, but you're also 6'5", and he's 5'3", so this is going to be rough.
Not if you 5'3".
So you just have to forever live at this guy's navel level.
All right.
Imagine Gerg would have to match up with somebody. Gerg is like 6'11".
I hope so. Sounds nice.
Three-legged race forever.
I'd three-legged race
and
forever.
And today
with you.
We learned what love truly is.
Well, would you guys? I'd human starfish with you.
But keyword but human starfish with a toothpaste treatment.
Hell yes.
Pre toothpaste treatment, I think is what it was.
Pre butthole toothpaste treatment.
Is that the name of the episode? That's
no. That's Panama is just shorthand actually for that.
Panama.
I go to Panama my candy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Guess it's Guinness time, huh? I had a Guinness yesterday, and I was like, hey fellas, it's Guinness time. I said it to nobody, but I still said it.
Just opening up the phone, going to the page, hey fellas, it's Guinness time.
I didn't even go that far. I just said it out loud to the refrigerator.
His three-legged race partner.
No, not this guy again. God damn it, I'm so mad. I don't even want to do Guinness time ever again.
Dude, is it Muhammad again?
And he's smashing what?
It's not the good guy. Like, Muhammad's awesome. That guy rules. Yeah. He makes Pakistan proud. I'm talking about the dude and his goddamn Capri Sun. Fuck your God. God. Oh. Fuck. So mad.
Brandon,
sorry.
Get Capri Suns.
Okay, Brandon, last week on. I almost said our dumb podcast. It is our dumb podcast.
Sup, dummies.
Last Suck week it, on Nerd Talk Plus, we came across a world record. Hold on, excuse me. We came across a world record. Sorry, that was gross. I'm beeping that. That's too gross for me. We came across a world record where a guy consumed a Capri Sun. He has the world record for paper straw Capri Sun. So it must be like California or something like that. It is, everything is like set up. The Capri Sun is there, and he like peels out the straw, sticks it through the appropriate hole, and slurps it down. Okay, and he set the world record for it. Can you guess what the time was to be able to do that? The other two already know.
The time starts at like pulling the straw out.
Yeah, as soon as you like, it's just sitting in front of you. As soon as you grab and pull the straw, take the straw, jab it
in. Straws are such a pain in the freaking butt too. I'm gonna say, oh man, I'm gonna say like 8-9 seconds.
It is so unbelievable how wildly off everybody is about this. 21 seconds.
Yeah.
No.
This is the face Brandon made was angry shock. Like, how dare you say that it was that slow?
How is that a world record for anything?
So next week, we were supposed to do it this week, but I fell down a hill twice, so I didn't go to the grocery store.
And
but,
was laughed at by children.
Yeah, one child.
I heard about all that.
One child.
While I was watching my kid poop, I heard all of that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's a weird color that you added to it. But
I was
going
to say, why were you doing that, Brandon? Was this just like...
Well, because I had my kid
It was a live stream. I mean, I got to log off.
And I kept my headphones on while I went up there, and he said he needed to poop, and he... Yeah.
Also, anyway. Logging on is the best term for watching a pooping live stream.
Log on, buddy.
Oh, I already logged off.
So it's like the motivational thing that people pooping say to each other.
So next Tuesday, when we record this, that's when we record this typically, maybe Wednesday, it comes
we're
out
all
by the
be
end
pooping?
Of the week. No, we're all going to have a Capri Sun. Two of the members of this podcast have 18 of them between them. The other two, I can't speak for you, Brandon, but I have zero. So, yeah.
I've got toddlers and I have zero. I'm also going to be in Hawaii for the next 2 weeks, so.
What?
Sorry.
No, it's unacceptable. You're still doing the pod.
All right. I'll dial in from in front of a Gucci like I did in Vegas. I should have gone in and talked to that guy.
One time at I went to go get we have this very particular friend called Bryce, and he's a jerk. And he's also like very specific and thinks everything is not cool enough for him. He's like the coolest
Suck
person
it,
in every room, right? But all he wants to do, because he's a broken child growing up, is go to Benihana for his birthday. And so we're like, yeah, we're going to Benihana. And he's like, but first we have to smoke a joint. And so we smoke a joint, and nothing has ever been cooler than watching somebody put a joint out on the Gucci store. He like squished it out and then, you know, threw it or whatever he did with it. And then we went out and was like, dude, you just put a joint out on Gucci. Like, you should throw a Puff Daddy party. Which in retrospect sounds awesome.
No diddy. No diddy.
Yeah. So anyway, If you could just get onto, if you remember the website, Riverside, and be able to
hop on. I've got the app now, so it'll be fine.
That's incredible. How are you going to Hawaii for 2 weeks? That's amazing.
How?
Silly real tours.
Airplanes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Just in-laws.
Yeah.
Human wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Do you not, like, do you sell houses from there somehow?
I've got a business partner, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Rock on.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was pretty weird. Okay, anyway. It's time for, I only have 5% battery left, so... Okay, so the guy who consumed a Capri Sun in 21-point-something seconds, like a real cool guy...
I don't even want to hear about this guy's records anymore.
We're going to break it next week. Yeah. We're breaking it on this pod. I don't give a crap. Except for Brandon won't, because he'll be...
No, I'm gonna do it.
He's going to get a Capri Sun, but it's gonna be Pacific Cooler, but from a cooler Pacific place.
All right. Nice. Most hot sauce eaten in 3 minutes. Hot sauce eaten in 3 minutes by the same jerk. And he doesn't use a Capri Sun bag.
Or is this like with a spoon or just by packets?
Well, there's a bowl.
Squirting it directly into his mouth.
It looks like it's sriracha, and it fills up a giant
video,
bowl.
Baby.
It looks like gazpacho. And he's shoveling it in like a real... This video is so gross. I don't... Yeah, like that. Brandon is doing the...
Most in 3 minutes? That's a weird amount of time.
Yeah, I don't understand what that metric. Like, what if you were like in 7 days and then you just had like a little bit more than that? And you're like,
weirdest in 7 days.
Six and a half days? I'm in for that.
And on the seventh day, he had diarrhea.
Okay, Gravy says 23 ounces, which is like, I don't know if you measure it in liquid or in weight. I don't know, but that's like...
Are we going to do it in fluid ounces?
Volume. It's got to be volume, right?
Are we going to do the stoichiometry like, to so fluid like, ounces again?
How does it work, though? Because like one...
Pint, like a pint. Think of a pint as like 16
cubic
ounces.
Inches?
Is a pint 16 ounces? I believe you. Yeah. Okay, yeah. So... And a pound is 16 ounces. How weird.
A pint is a pound
the whole world round. That's what they say. So...
Wait, hold on. Shut they up, say Brandon. That? Who says
yeah,
that?
Yeah, a pint is a pound the whole world round. Yeah, come on. You guys never heard that?
No.
It's... I don't even know where I heard it, but that's what... Honestly, it could be not real, because I did not fact check it.
Which would be no perfect for the show. Like, huh.
Anyway...
No, Gravy's, it is.
Gravy says... You know what? I need it in weight, so I guess a pint is a pound, so 23 ounces would be 1 pound, 7 ounces?
Yeah. Okay. So you need it in weight?
He ate a weight
that seems
of...
like not enough. That seems like not enough.
In 3 minutes? I'm sorry. I can't color it. I'm sorry.
3 minutes, man. Ugh. I'm gonna say 10 ounces.
How does he not drink it? What an idiot. This guy's such an idiot.
See, that's gotta be part of it. If you're doing it by spoon, it has to be done by spoon.
How about by paper Capri Sun straw?
They have to have some sort of control, right? They can't just have one guy drinking it. But they should just make that the control. Everybody's just got to drink it.
I could probably beat it if I went out to my kitchen right now.
I can't. I broke my hand today. I fall down a hill twice. But.
Put the gloves back on, Greg. Put the gloves back on. If I went out to my kitchen and got Taco Bell sauce packs.
I'm sorry.
Your dog's sniffing your gloves. Get him away.
You line all the sauce packs up on the edge of a table like the guy who crushes the beer can.
One guy does the karate, the other guy does the...
I just open my mouth like the sushi glory hole and just squirt him in.
Dude, that's...
Line them up.
God
line
damn it,
like
that's how you do a record.
Seal.
This is how you do a record. Most hot sauce packets karate chopped and consumed by two people.
Hot sauce bukkake.
Oh, well, man, I wonder if that would be good or bad for my skin.
I can't actually call it that, but that would be the name of my character. I'm writing that down. Hot sauce bukkake.
Gravy,
you're live, by the way. Sean, you're hot, by the way, just so you know.
Hot sauce.
Oh
my gosh.
What was that? That was weird.
Dude, I would say a pint. I would say 16 ounces. Drink it out of a bowl. Bowl's probably like 8 to 12 ounces. I mean, he did a bowl and a half of hot sauce. That's my guess. 16 ounces.
No.
So 20 something from Gravy, 16 from Hot Tony. And he's got hot in the name. He probably knows. And Siege.
I'm just going with like 10.
10 ounces?
Fluid ounces, because I'm a dick.
He ate 1.12 kilograms, also known as 2 pounds and 7 ounces.
What?
Wow.
So the guy can't drink a Capri Sun, but when it comes to hot sauce, I mean, he's all in.
I mean, if you're going to drink it, dude, just... This is frustrating. I hate this guy. Yeah.
Canadian Mike Jack.
Oh.
Yeah, sounds like it, Jack.
Sounds like Canadian.
Multiple people sent me this, the smallest rotating puzzle cube, also known as a Rubik's Cube, is what we would normally refer to it as, just like people call tissues Kleenex. Yeah. He's like, no, I am incapable of receiving love.
It's too bad. It's too bad.
What bounces off of me and sticks to you?
Oh.
Okay. A bunch of people sent this to me. Thank you for thinking of me when you see Rubik's Cube still years after the fact that that's still how people identify me. I'm just going to tell you this. The smallest rotating puzzle cube is 4.9 millimeters by 4.92 millimeters. Why is there a discrepancy?
Why is it not the same?
Because it's got to have the little stringy in it.
By 4.99. Why?
But
how
do you think
it
would be the same in all
It's not
the same
a cube.
There's almost a full millimeter of variation in that.
Which is 20%. Which is, at that size, is 20% difference.
How much do you think a Rubik's Cube that is approximately 5 millimeters cubed would cost if you bought it from the country of Japan, which I will be visiting in just a few weeks.
Is this something you can $100. Buy, or is this like a piece of art that is like the only
it one? Is there was a monetary value put to it. It just gave me a ballpark. I don't know the exact digits to it, but it's like I got like the ballpark figure to it.
Do we have to give it to you in yen?
No.
Okay.
U.S. dollars is preferable.
$100.
$100 no. for a.
Yeah, I'm thinking art. I'm thinking art.
Millimeters.
Oh, I think I'm thinking. I'm going $412.
$412, which is 69 in Canadian for Brandon, and then 7,000 for Gravy. He went over, but he's the closest. $5,000 for the world's smallest Rubik's Cube.
And to think, if you go to the county fair, you can have them write your name on a piece of rice for $5.
I knew a guy in college who did that. He was not cool.
It's probably why it's only $5.
I was going to show you guys this cool piece of rice today, but...
I didn't say the rice was uncool. I just said he was uncool. Yeah. I didn't say all rice writers are uncool.
Can you imagine if that was like your opener? Like you give a girl a piece of rice and it's got their name on it. They're just like, ugh.
It just says creepy.
It's just really tiny. It actually doesn't say that. It's just a really, really small piece of rice.
Yeah. It's just written small.
Tremendous.
Okay. Why did you get the longest grain rice?
Don't worry about it.
So I could make it bigger so you could see
I had
it.
A lot of things to say. My heart is full.
Do we have any more? Do we have another Guinness?
Yeah, one more. How about one more? Yeah. You good?
Yes.
You gotta go?
Brandon, no, I want to tell you guys about something.
Farthest distance pulling a vehicle in 24 hours.
With your nipples.
I'll accept kilometers or miles. Okay. It's one man at a time. It's a contest that they're in. And they're wearing some sort of harness contraption. And then there's a strap.
Leather.
And then it's like attached to like, you know, one of the small European delivery vehicles? Like
the Sprinter vans or like the smaller ones, like a Ford Transit?
Yeah, like that you would use it to like, deliver cakes or something.
Yeah, yeah, like little Ford Transit. Yeah, yeah.
In Europe.
Yeah. Almost like a go-kart
like the Pope, thing. The Pope Mobile.
I don't know.
Without
but
the Pope.
It's like
Pope
a big Mini Cooper because it's for deliveries, but it's like
the Pope
probably,
in it?
The Pope is not in the Mini Cooper. Just pieces
was he
of the Pope.
At one time.
What's that? What's that movie? The one with Ben Affleck and it was
Euro
about,
Trip.
No.
Dude, Michelle Trachtenberg in that?
They drove all the Fiats through
Italy. I know
we've
already
been there
before, but
Geely? Geely? Was that? Yeah, Geely. I think you're...
Are you... I was thinking of...
Oh, I've seen that one.
You've seen Geely.
Of all of the freaking movies?
Nah, I haven't seen that one. I'm
oh my god!
I was just trying to think for the podcast earlier when I said that I was going to say that I. Oh yeah, I'm also in the Navy.
Okay. 16 miles.
Just three guys lying about size.
16 miles, says Brandon. Gravy, did you already guess? I think you did. Let me check.
Where did this
leather
take
harness
place?
And chains.
In 24 hours, the furthest you could pull a vehicle.
Where did this take place? Like what?
It looks like I would have to guess it's in the UK if I was guessing. Because when I said it was a European delivery vehicle, I feel like that was like because it's in Europe, but I don't know for sure.
Cobblestone.
But the champion is a British man, so yeah,
because he's the only one who tried. Let me see. If I were wearing a leather harness
and chained
it to a vehicle, and I were running away. No. I could probably.
Oh, the hurricane got it. Oh, no! Blowing the vehicle. There goes Siege's nipples. Oh, no.
Ooh.
By the way, it was attached to your nipples.
He will set the record at that point, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Flung
he ended
man
up in North Carolina, but that's like crazy.
Yeah.
I've seen how far I've pushed vehicles before, so I'm going to just bet on myself and say closer to like 28.
Yeah. Yeah, let's just assume that the guy who set the world record was just like us, you guys.
Also, that's a marathon. You're talking about pulling a vehicle.
Yeah,
pulling, not
but
pushing.
24 hours.
They weren't doing it because they were out of gas and needed to get somewhere kind
wearing
of soon.
Wearing a leather harness.
Yeah.
Strap to your nips. All
right. Yes.
Strap to your nips. Okay. You said 28 miles? Okay.
16 for Brandon. Gravy says 30 miles. Congratulations to James Baker for having the most American British name. Very strange. He was equaled by John Darwin. They collectively each were able to make it 51.499 kilometers or 32 miles.
No. I done told y'all. Once you get that momentum going, baby.
Yeah.
Not that I've pulled cars before.
Happy birthday to SpongeBob turning 25 years. It, pretty impressive. This is unrelated. Then we'll get to Brandon's thing. I then started to think about how old Star Wars is and got sad. But a quick whip through a Wendy's drive-thru or Katsu Burger or a bunch of other different places as part of the Krabby Patty collab. You can get Krabby Patties from all different places around town. Wendy's has the Krabby Patty. By the way, no crab in the Krabby Patty. That, just to be clear, I had to refresh my memory on that as well.
Yeah, I don't think that, the real Krabby Patty either. Yeah, I don't think that the Mr. Krabs would be going full Demon Barber of Fleet Street on his burgers.
Hey, wife, get in here. I'm turning you into a... Yeah.
Oh, not you see a the price idea. Of food these days?
I don't think any of these things through, but I was like, I'm not ordering a crab sandwich from Wendy's. That's just not
That's
happening.
The same thing I thought.
but don't get me wrong. Wendy's is my favorite. And
but
I
don't
would
worry,
eat.
Everybody will order a fish filet from McDonald's.
I will order a fish sandwich from Wendy's. Like 1,000. Yo, like we went one time three.
So good.
We went three times in one day when I was in my 20s because they're so good. The Wendy's fish sandwich is so good.
Dude, Wendy's fish sandwich and Popeye's fish sandwich are top tier fish sandwiches.
Oh my God, I want that so bad. So anyway, if you get a chance to pop through a place, you can, especially at Wendy's, you can get a Krabby Patty with a pineapple under the sea frosty, which is just a vanilla frosty with pineapple and mango. This is not sponsored by Wendy's in any way, by the way. And then a side of just fries.
Chili. So. You can get a side of chili or a baked
and
potato.
A side of chili. Anyway, Brandon, final thoughts here before we get to gravy.
Have you guys heard of Belgium?
Yeah, I've been there. I've been to
waffles.
Yeah, those. I was reading about it the other day, and I was trying to. I heard something crazy about it, so I had ChatGPT explain to me how the politics of Belgium work.
Oh yeah, man, cool. They
which
do
is
not like each other.
Insane. It's insane. It's basically like you have a government, and then you have separate little governments who all based on what language you speak.
Yeah, if you're
because,
a Walloon, or if you're yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
so I
like,
looked.
There's two different regions of Belgium, like primarily. Yeah. That is, one is Wallonia and the other one is Flanders.
Yeah.
And so one of them you say Oakley a bunch, and the other one you speak Dutch. I might have gotten that wrong, but there's
it's
like
French. It's French and Dutch, or the
sounds like
that
fake
yeah.
storybook yeah. place.
Yeah. So you
it,
go to like
legitimately.
So I've been there to go to the Belgian Grand Prix, and you go to a little town called Liège, and it's beautiful and cool and old, and people try to rob you the whole time.
Nice.
And they speak like kind of this like really prick version of French. They're real jerks there. And then you go to like Antwerp and they speak Dutch there. And even though the Dutch can be a little bit coarse from my experience, it was much safer and nicer in that part. But to each their own, I don't want to go back to Belgium for any reason other than racing, but also nice. Brandon?
Their government's crazy. I mean, like the way that they govern is crazy because it's really based off of like language.
They should be two countries.
I mean, they should. So I looked up, I asked ChatGPT because I was like, explain this like I'm five, like, because why aren't they just multiple countries? And ChatGPT was like, oh, that would not go very well because they would all fight over this and they would fight over this. And I was like, okay. I was like, all right, put Belgium's politics into American terms for me to try to understand this a little bit better. Like, hey, if this region did this and this region, he's yeah. like, imagine like all of the
Spanish-speaking people. All the Hispanics in Florida and all the English-speakers
I'm
going
to beep that for you, buddy. I'm going to beep that for you. Don't worry about that,
I appreciate
okay?
that. The Spokane is starting to come out in me a little
wow,
bit.
Wow. It's a holy Idaho. What was that?
Imagine if like all of the Spanish-speaking people in the U.S. were governed by a different set of laws and policies than English speakers or any other language speakers.
They are.
Speakers.
You know what language they speak in? Panama!
Panama!
So anyway, it was crazy. And I was like, okay, so like, why aren't they two countries? And it said it would be a really bad idea. I said, okay, hypothetically, which would be the easiest country to split up based on similar... it said Canada. No, it said Canada. It said Canada
really?
Would be by far the easiest country to split up because they kind of already want to do it. And... you would basically have like a Western Canada, which would be British Columbia, Cascadia, and Alberta and Saskatchewan, and then you would have Central Canada, which would be basically Quebec, and then you would have Eastern Canada, which would be the other ones that nobody cares about.
Newfoundland. I would argue that the Saskatchewan
people are wonderful people. And they
Dude, I've been to Saskatchewan,
weird.
And it's the worst. I had Italian food there, and it was the worst Italian food.
Why did you have Italian food in Saskatchewan?
Because I asked somebody, what's the best restaurant I could go to? Because we're in Saskatchewan. And they said, you have to go to Chianti's. And so we went to Chianti's. And it was
fava beans.
Yeah, it was so bad. It's the only time in my entire...
Movie reference!
I've gone back and I've deleted this ever since, but it's the only time in my life I've gone out of my way to leave a bad review for something, because I was like, you can't go around telling people that this is the best restaurant in the world, in Regina, and have it be...
Isn't it
actually,
Regina?
We were in Saskatoon. Saskatoon.
It wasn't even Regina. Right?
You're right. Yeah.
Because obviously I can't handle that because I'm a giant child. Yeah. So like I can't like... No.
So anyway, I feel like if the robots at some point are going to try to implement any sort of cultural or like global takeover, they're going to start with Canada because they see it as low-hanging fruit.
Well, we've gone well beyond our bounds, having had a false start and missed out on a bunch of stuff and then been ridiculous from there on out. So I guess it's finally time that we wrap this whole thing up. Like you wrap up your vagina. It's time for What Did We Learn This Week? After all, this is a really heady show. Sean, Gravy Gervin, what did we learn this week?
Man, I learned that I should probably go for that hot sauce one, too. I think I can make that work.
Yeah.
I
can't R.I.P. taste spicy. Sean's butthole, everybody.
I can't taste spicy, so I can make it work.
Again.
Ooh, Sean,
get the
dude wipes. Yes.
Get the dude wipes, yeah.
Oh, let's combine it somehow. We'll get you the mint chill dude wipes.
Eat the dude wipes!
How many dude wipes can you eat in 3 minutes?
One minute of dude wipes.
Yeah, I mean, Siege, you learned that you're going to have to launch one of your inflatable pools to Mars. That's right.
Yes!
Yeah.
Ooh, Capri Sun straws in the hot sauce packets.
Perfect. Ooh, that's how we'll make it work. That's next week's episode.
I smash them into your face, the hot sauce bukkake, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But through a hole in a wall.
Oh, no, wait, better yet. To make it more authentic, the three of us smash them into your face.
Yes.
And your face is over a 5-gallon bucket.
Yeah. I'll sit on the floor surrounded by
5,000 dudes with packets of hot sauce.
We'll put you on a Lazy Susan and just turn you around as we smash them into your face. You can wear goggles to protect your eyes, though. Okay?
Greg, make sure to set up your $3,500 camera to get this in full 8K.
Yeah, no problem. I'm in.
Oh, man. Brandon's going to be putting all of his cycling experience to use providing power for the AI police bots. That's going to have to happen too. Mm,
yeah. Thank you, Randy. We appreciate you working for the band. That mustache and my mustache together, maybe I can help pedal when you're off.
They'll let you live because of the mustache.
I want to reiterate how good your mustache looks.
It's incredible.
Your pictures in your suit the other day, and I was like,
yeah,
oh, Greg, he's looking so good.
Hey, Greg thanks. In the suit with the mustache. I had listen. I'm not going to lie. I had dreams later that night where you were like, you know, the manliest figure in that dream. Not he's, trying to say any
when he says,
sort
I'm
of
not
going to
lie, he's definitely lying. He's definitely lying.
Greg
poured Cafe Cubano all over himself, and his face was too hot, and then he complained about it for an hour, and then went home.
Brandon was choking on something.
And I think Greg learned that his bidet needs a toothpaste attachment.
Ooh! Listerinus!
sounds like the worst ancient vampire. I have Listerinus.
If you had a B to it, it's
almost
even worse.
Suck your butt.
Listerinus.
I want to suck your butt.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.